Today is Saturday, March 30th, and alongside the church across the world, I am on the march with Jesus toward Jerusalem, the passion of the cross, and the victory of the empty tomb. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me even now.
How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart a faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you'd not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite with the aid of your Spirit gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 4. Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
On this holy Saturday, I can almost hear Jesus asking, how long will you people turn my glory into shame? Jesus, the Word made flesh, wonder of wonders, the Alpha and Omega, the very glory of God, shamed by a harem of mocking voices, mine among them. Jesus showed us a glory unafraid of humility. Because we wanted to become great, God became small. Because we wanted to wear a crown, he wore thorns. Because we wanted to become gods, he became man. Yesterday, on Friday, the glory of God was shamed. Tomorrow, on Sunday, the glory of God will burst to resurrection life. Today, on Saturday, we hear Jesus ask, How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will I be slow to recognize God in the ordinary places and conditions in which he's hidden himself in Jesus? God, as I review this Holy Week now, I ask that you would bring to mind a moment when I missed you, hidden in plain sight, a moment when your image was in the face of another I failed to recognize, or when you whispered to me an invitation I failed to heed, or when your glory was shown in an environment, but I failed to look. Where might I have passed right by you this week, Lord Jesus? God, as I look toward Resurrection Sunday now, I ask you to bring to mind an aspect of resurrection life I still await in full. What might it mean for me to be raised to life alongside you all over again tomorrow morning, to leave behind yet another empty tomb? As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight, Lord.
How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart a faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him.
The psalmist asks, how long will you people turn my glory into shame? But Jesus has done for me the very opposite, turned my shame into glory. For the one who can bear to accept and receive his grace, Jesus turns scarlet white as snow and the very depths of shame into the heights of glory. I am forever tempted to believe that, for everyone except me, and everything except this. And so, on this Holy Saturday evening, I honor you, Jesus, by taking you at your word. Lord Jesus Christ, I hold before you now my shame, the many ways I can name the gap between who I am and who I want to be, the patterns in my life I can't seem to curb, the secrets I bury, and the regrets I hold. I lay them all at your feet, Jesus. Would you take my shame, bury it in your tomb, and raise up glory in its place? Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter into the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels, the desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I've become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.